Hello, sunshine. Rise up. It's Friday. Best day of the week. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news because of you. Thanks for making me part of your day. Let's get you your headlines. First, a lawsuit between two tech giants. On Wednesday, Yelp filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google. The local business reviews platform is alleging that Google used its dominance to manipulate search results and promote its own local offerings. In early August, a federal judge ruled that Google has an illegal monopoly on search, a decision that has the potential to change both Google and how millions of people access information online. Wednesday's Yelp lawsuit is the first since that ruling. A Google spokesperson responded in a statement saying, quote, "Yelp's claims are not new. Similar claims were thrown out years ago. On other aspects of the decision to which Yelp refers, we are appealing. Google will vigorously defend against Yelp's meritless claims." Unquote. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention want the public to remember there's a listeria outbreak and to avoid eating recalled deli meats. Listeria, the third leading cause of foodborne illness in the United States, is a bacteria that can spread easily on surfaces, and it doesn't die from refrigeration. This current outbreak is the largest in the nation since 2011. In late July, Boar's Head recalled more than 7.2 million pounds of liverwurst and other deli meats, but the CDC says at least a dozen more cases of listeria have been reported since then. So far, reports show a total of 57 people have been hospitalized across 18 states. 9 people have died, but the CDC says the number of cases is likely higher than that. Most people have reported becoming sick from eating turkey or liverwurst. Some have reported ham was the culprit. Other recalled products include bologna, sausage, and roasted bacon. The CDC is asking customers to check their kitchen and make sure there are no recalled products. They say to look specifically for EST12612 or P12612 inside the USDA mark of inspection on labels. Now we travel to Namibia, which is in the midst of the worst drought in 100 years. As a result, about half the population of the country, an estimated 1.4 million people, are expected to face high levels of acute food insecurity. In reaction, the government has come up with an unlikely solution.
Killing hundreds of wildlife to provide food for hungry people is still a controversial move that may anger conservationists, but Namibia sees this as a necessary evil, the Ministry of Environment calling it a sustainability intervention. These animals will die anyway because of the effects of the drought there, the worst in 100 years. The government of Namibia was forced to declare a state of emergency in May as more than half of the population could face acute food insecurity. That is why the Ministry of Environment is contributing these animals as part of the drought relief program by the government. 723 wildlife from 83 elephants, 60 buffaloes, 30 hippos, 300 zebras, 100 blue wildebeest, 15 impalas, and 100 elands have been earmarked for this. More than 150 animals have already been killed, providing more than 125,000 pounds of game meat to those that need it, especially in rural parts of Namibia. The drought here has been caused by the El Nino weather phenomenon, which has led to limited rainfall. But also the bigger picture here is because of the effects of climate change. The climate crisis is hitting Southern Africa especially hard right now. So that is a backdrop for this controversial move that the Namibian government says will also help reduce human wildlife conflict because of the drought. Limited water, limited grazing lands has led to some deadly human wildlife conflict, and they're hoping this helps alleviate some of that as well.
Pop quiz hotshot. In the Northern Hemisphere, the first day of fall occurs on which of these? Vernal equinox, summer solstice, autumnal equinox, or winter solstice? Happening on September 22nd this year, the autumnal equinox marks the first day of fall for those living above the equator. All right, you can have your pumpkin spice latte, you can have your football and all the other fun fall festivities, but we might have to hold off on welcoming the actual fall weather. The Climate Prediction Center just issued its forecast for the fall, and it's looking unusually warm across the U.S. This summer is expected to be the hottest on record for nearly 100 cities in the U.S., including Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Washington, D.C. And while fall technically starts on September 22nd, the heat isn't likely going anywhere. There may be small pockets of cool here and there, but especially in the southern Rockies, the south, and on the east coast, higher than average temperatures will persist through November. Question for you. How many stars do you think you can see when you look up at the nighttime sky? Now, a lot of that would depend on where you live. There tends to be a pretty big difference between urban areas and more rural areas that don't have the same levels of man-made light pollution. Well, one city in Arizona, Flagstaff, is looking to change all of that and become a destination for astrotourism, the practice of traveling to view objects and events that happen in space.
For thousands of years, humans have gazed upon the Milky Way with awe and wonder. But for nearly 80% of Americans, the timeless beauty of the night sky is hidden because of human-made light pollution.
This bright star here is Vega.
Wow.
In a pristine, dark sky, you can see about 4,500 stars on any given night. In a place like Atlanta or Phoenix, that number is 35.
In 2001, Flagstaff, Arizona was recognized as the world's first international dark sky city for its efforts to preserve the night sky, thanks in part to the city's innovative work with outdoor lighting.
We don't allow too much light to go into the sky. We have fixtures that have full cutoff shielding, so it all goes to the ground. We regulate the wavelength of light. You'll see that most of the street lighting is amber, and that scatters less in our sky.
But Flagstaff's dark sky designation isn't the only reason it's become a hub for astrotourism.
Oh, you can see right where the astronauts would be sitting. Cool. You good with a selfie, dude?
Less than an hour away, you can visit the Beringer crater where NASA once trained astronauts to land on the moon.
Makes you kind of feel small.
And at the Lowell Observatory, you can gaze at the heavens through a giant 128-year-old telescope.
Wow.
Can I move this thing?
Oh, yeah.
That inspiration from the night sky leads to poetry and art and music and dance. So many different things in cultures throughout the world. It all connects to this wonder that we get out under a truly dark sky.
All right, here we go. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 is odorable. Puppy Perfume, y'all. The high-end fashion house Dolce & Gabbana just released perfume specifically for pets. A bottle of Fifi, named after Domenico Dolce's dog, costs $109. It includes some doggy swag, a D&G collar, and tag. Now, the company says the scent includes a touch of musk and undertones of sandalwood. Sounds like a fetching smell, but clearly this is for the dog's parents. If it were about making something that the dogs like, you'd just rub some peanut butter, bacon, or beef jerky on them. All right, I'll smell you later. But before I sign off, gotta give a shout out. Belvedere South Middle School in Belvedere, Illinois. Go on, Bucks. Rise up. No show on Monday for Labor Day. So let's cue that Friday music, not air. Hope you have a nice long weekend. And remember, let your light shine. You are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.